filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
The alleged elimination of tariffs is a racket that allows the Koreans to subsidize their own exports to the U.S. while taxing all imports from the United States. South Korea simply replaces its tariff with a value-added tax called a VAT, which gives Korean manufacturers a 10% rebate on all goods they export, but imposes a 10% tax on all U.S. goods allowed to be sold in Korea. Now the lobbyists are trying to ram through a new free trade agreement with South Korea. But South Korea already enjoys plenty of free trade with the United States, and there's no need for a new agreement. Have you been into any electronics store and seen the hundreds of products imported from three giant Korean electronics companies? Donald Trump said that when he tried to buy 1,000 television sets made in America for one of his hotels, he found that was impossible, and he had to buy Korean TVs. The so-called jobs plan that's being proposed includes other unwelcome ideas, such as giving so-called fast-track authority to Barack Obama so he will have the power to negotiate future trade agreements. That's just what Obama needs to give momentum to his goal of spreading our wealth around the rest of the world. Then there are downright silly provisions, such as urging the federal government to do more efficient training of workers and educating of children to be innovators and entrepreneurs. There isn't a shred of evidence that our government is capable of doing those things, no matter how much money the government spends or how much the government eliminates so-called bureaucratic complexities. The globalists are trying to ratify this agreement with South Korea and then follow immediately with another agreement with Colombia. But Colombia has a 16% value-added tax, which makes Colombia even more discriminatory against the United States than Korea.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
You debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? You know, I was just perusing the internet quickly and just reading some of the headlines of the hustle that's out there. And one of them was Obama saying, "I didn't say change we can believe in tomorrow." You know, when you listen to this stuff coming out of these liars' mouths, and they're all liars, and you know, you listen to a lot of the people out there say, "Oh, well, it's just rhetoric," or they misspoke, or you know, they just you misinterpreted what they were saying. You know how they try to use a little George Orwell's 1984 action on what it is they're saying to convince you that truth is now a lie and the lie is now truth. You know, they are master manipulators of the word, that's for sure. And it just, you know, you got to laugh at this stuff because otherwise you just, you'd cry. And then after you cried, you might, you know, if you went through those, like the five stages of grieving, Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, Five Stages of Dying, I think it was. I'm trying to remember exactly, and I took all those courses years ago. But, you know, you have, like, anger and bargaining and, you know, tears, and you rail at your frustration and inability to do anything to stop the inevitable. And anyway, you got to laugh with these people because otherwise you'd go out of your mind, wouldn't you? I know I would. Otherwise, I would be out of my mind, absolutely out of my mind. Although some people may say that I'm out of my mind half of the time now, but you know what? That's just their opinion. And as the title of my show states specifically, everyone can have their unsolicited opinion as far as I'm concerned. I don't care what you say. You can think what you want. You can do what you want. You can like. You can dislike. It really doesn't matter because I'm all about freedom and liberty, and that's the whole idea. We don't have to like everybody. And someone I knew years ago, and it always stuck in my head, used to say, well, if everybody liked chocolate ice cream, there wouldn't be enough to go around. So here you go, right? And I happen to like all kinds of ice cream, so I'm one of those lucky people. I'm not just stuck with one flavor. I'm a multi-flavor kind of person, you know? So, hey, works for me. So, you know, I'm looking at some of these other headlines, and of course, our debt shot up $239 billion in just one day. I wish they'd give me a loan. I'd like a little bit of that money. Do you think I could get them to print some of that funny money and shoot it my way? What do you think? Anybody out there? Anybody think that maybe if we ask, hey, more porridge, please? More porridge, please, sir? I could have a little bit of that money? And then I'd spread it around. That's what I would do. I would do a little bit of that redistributing. But you know what I would do as I was redistributing the wealth? I would give some of that funny money to all the people who are going to be in the fight to fight against these people who are enslaving us. That's what I would do with my funny money if I had a lot of funny money. Kind of like that song from Fiddler on the Roof. If I was a rich man. Well, if I was a rich woman, that's what I'd be doing with all of my pennies. I would be redistributing them, and I wouldn't need to take them from someone else to make that happen. I would be able to earn my own money. How do you like that? I'd actually earn what I got in life. I wouldn't be expecting a handout for doing nothing. Unfortunately, there's a lot of those out there who do like the free lunch, the free ride, hanging on to the coattails of those who do work so hard at generating something of value. And, of course, every day as things continue in this country, there are less and less of those because, of course, the people who are the ones with the spirit, the rugged entrepreneurial spirit, of course, they are a dwindling number, aren't they? They're kind of like, they're becoming almost extinct, I guess, huh? That's what I think they're working on. I think they're working on extinguishing that light of liberty and extinguishing that entrepreneurial spirit. That's what I think is going on in this country. I could be wrong, though. I've been wrong before. But you know what? I know I'm not wrong on this deal because we all know what the game is. And my guest who's going to join me after the first break, he knows what the game is that's out there being played as well. And he's actually written a book entitled Theft of Sovereignty, Saving American Liberty. And I don't know, this gentleman, his name is Salvatore Santoro, and he actually lives not too far from me, and I don't know how he stumbled upon my radio show, or maybe he was at one of the meetings I was at, I never actually asked him. I'll ask him when he comes on the air with me how he stumbled upon me, but he had given me his book, and I read it, and it's a very, very good book, because they truly are stealing our sovereignty, aren't they? Aren't they stealing us blind? They'd steal our eye teeth if they weren't in our mouths. That's really what they're doing, all these people, all these actors on the stage, the American stage, all these actors who are just gleefully working hand in hand to take us down. It's really it's a sad thing to watch. And I don't know how you could not feel inclined to want to fight back and fight against it, as poem by Dylan Thomas, Rail, Rage, Rage at the Dying of the Light, Do Not Go Gently Into That Good Night. Well, I don't think we need to go gently into that good night either. I got news for you. I think we need to pull out all the stops, quite frankly, because the fat lady's going to be singing on the nation called the United States of America very soon if the American people don't figure it out. And they better figure it out pretty soon. That's all I got to say. Because it ain't going to be pretty. It's certainly not going to be pretty. I know yesterday I was laughing about them wanting to reinvent the toilet because the toilet is now an evil thing. And I got news for you. I'm not looking to be like they are in India where you can go to wipe your hand with your rear end with your left hand so you can eat with your right. And that's not my idea of a good time. So, listen, we're going to break. When I come back, my guest, Salvatore Santoro.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
800-313-9443. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Please go there. I don't think my guest, actually, I'll ask him, I don't think he has a website, but there is always a link to my guest website up under the podcast title of my, on my website, the tab entitled podcast. You can always hear the shows up there. Links to my guest website. There's a lot of great information on my website. So please go there and start reading. And I've linked to, like the lady I had on yesterday, her website. She's got a ton of information. She's done copious amounts of research. And so you really need, you know, when you're bored and you have nothing to do, which of course really rarely happens anymore, there's always something to do in this fight for liberty, but please go there, start reading. You need to read, you need to be up to speed with this stuff. I want to welcome my guest, Salvatore Santoro, who is the author of Theft of Sovereignty, Saving American Liberty. Hey, Sal, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Maggie.
Oh, I'm glad you could come on with me, Sal. Do you have a website?
I do not have a website.
Okay.
I maybe will make one in the future.
All right.
Believe it or not, I'm an IT guy and I make websites.
All right, there you go.
Made one here for myself.
Yeah, well, that's like the shoemaker's kids have no shoes. You know, that's the same kind of a deal going on. Where can they purchase your book, Theft of Sovereignty, Sale?
Well, Amazon.com.
Okay.
Basically, just go to type in Theft of Sovereignty. It pops up. You can get it on Kindle or regular paperback.
Okay. You know, I have to tell you, I like to have a book in my hands. I'm really not too into that whole Kindle stuff, and I had actually just read something about someone who's trying to get a copy of every book that was ever written to save them, which makes perfect sense. I hope he saves them and hides them all around, because I know they're, you know, the Fahrenheit 451 kids are going to be coming along, and I actually think of Kindle and those reader devices as exactly that, because they'll just rewrite an author's words and change the meaning and make up, down, and down, up to suit their agenda. So I like to have it written on a piece of paper that, therefore, you know it actually existed. And if you could get the original version of an author's book, I like that even better, because then you know what they really meant before their editors and all the other people get their little grimy hands in it.
Right. Well, the thing about having the Kindle, it seems that a lot of young people don't read much these days.
And yeah.
If it doesn't have something they could touch a screen and move, maybe, you know, the one thing that we can do is get them to actually read.
Yeah, wouldn't that be a novel thought beyond a C-spot run level? Would be certainly nice if that would happen, but that's not going to happen anytime soon because, of course, our educational system has been taken over by these commies who are deliberately dumbing down the populace so that they have a bunch of sheep who will be just willingly led to slaughter.
Until you actually write a book, you don't really realize how many people don't read.
Yeah, no, I know it, Sal. They don't read. That's our problem. They don't read. They like you know, cartoons, and they like watching that kind of crap. And
you can put your whole
book
on little YouTube videos. They might go through those.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe if you had some colorful pictures or colorful graphics to. In fact, you know, it's just like to call a comic book a graphic novel. Please, who comes up with this crap? A comic book is now a graphic novel. Oh, will you stop? I can't take it anymore. I just want to get a fly swatter out. Telling you, I can't take it. Anyway, let's get into your book, Sale. What made you decide to write Theft of Sovereignty, Saving American Liberty?
Well, it's something that I've known for quite a long time. Like I've told you before, I ended up with a copy of Tragedy and Hope by Carol Quigley, which basically set out in a very large intellectual way, which a lot of people probably wouldn't end up reading something like that, but it actually explains what has basically transpired over the last several hundred years in the period, or in corruption, basically. And until you actually realize that the governments of this world are not here to give power to the people, but to take power from people and to use their power to enrich themselves, we need to look at history, because history shows it throughout every, basically, kingdom, king, government. The goal of that government has always been to take that power, take the what the citizenry can actually produce, and take it for the king, the palace, however you want to put it.
Their own selfish interests. Yeah, greed certainly is a great motivator for a lot of people, isn't it? Very short-sighted, though. I think a lot of those people, a lot of them died horrible, excruciatingly painful deaths, didn't they? Once the people got a hold of them, they started chopping off some heads. I don't know, you know.
There was always a cycle, though, that it always comes out as liberty. And now we've done the revolution, now we're out, and now we're going to make sure none of these things happen. But give it time, sometimes 20 years, sometimes 100 years, sometimes 200 years, just like America. And we're headed right back for the same thing, because these is where these elite and governments push to have slavery.
Yeah, they really are fans of it, aren't they? And it's just such a hustle. And I know, especially when Barack Obama was elected, and of course, you know, who would have ever thunk us, other than we're living in, you know, George Orwell's 1984, who would have ever thunk that the first black president was the biggest slave master going to date, I should say. There's been many previous to him, but to date, he's the biggest one, and he would be the one you would be, if logic was to dictate anything, the least likely one would think to have dictatorial slave master tendencies. But, you know, he's right up there with the best of them.
And when you bring these things up, even in conversation with friends and even loved ones, you know, they have trouble. Have trouble soaking it up, or soaking it in, or understanding it, or actually believing it. Because we've been ingrained with the whole, I'm free, I'm in America, you know, I have liberty. But they don't see how we're losing that liberty. And at some point, I felt that I really need to do something to help people understand that liberty is something that needs to be fought for, vigilance needs to be watched, just like our founding fathers basically said. And they knew what it was that they had accomplished, and they knew that it wouldn't last long if the people did not do what they had to do to keep their liberty.
Well, unfortunately, Sal, for us, we find ourselves today in 2011 in very dire circumstances, because no one has been vigilant. You know, there was the lone wolves crying in the wilderness, but no one heard them. No one heard their cry. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine who comes on the show with me often to talk about the Constitution, and he was talking about, oh, well, we've got to put that candle up on the hill so someone can see it, you know. But the candle is so dim in comparison to how bold these people are. The light of the candle is so dim. There's so few voices. There's so few eyes focused on that candle, and so many focused on this takeover of our country, that it is a disheartening thing at times, that's for sure. But let's get it. So you read Carol Quigley's Tragedy and Hope, and I think a lot of the listeners, this is a pretty sophisticated audience that listens to Republic Broadcasting Network. A lot of the listeners, I'm sure, are familiar with the book Tragedy and Hope, written by, he was a Harvard professor who wrote the book, what, in about 73 or something like that, and he had insider information. He was buddies with all these elitists, the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, J.P. Morgan, that whole group, and their descendants, and that whole elitist, globalist crowd. And so he really had a bird's eye view and was able to look at a lot of their documents, and he really agreed with everything, their goal of a one-world government.
They actually commissioned him to do it.
Yeah. He actually was he thought it was a wonderful idea that they should rule the world, and so that's why he got this, all this access to all of this stuff. So he wrote this book, and I don't think it was available very long, was it? I mean, when...
Well, no, I think the purpose of it, to divulge any type of information was like that, is to see how the public would react, and not the public at large, just the public that they actually wanted to reach, you know, basically the intellectual, the socialist crowd.
Okay.
And see how they can, see how they would react to it, because it had been secret for so long.
Well, you know, there have been a handful of people who've tried to expose it and expose what was going on, but of course, since this group of globalists, they've controlled the media, you know, and all of our newspapers and everything. Of course, the message of these this handful of people who tried to expose what was going on, of course, it was shut down.
One of the things that really got me on the book was I read a Cato letter by John Trenchard. It was written in 1721.
Okay.
It's not long. It's literally, you could read it in like 5 minutes, actually.
Okay.
Out loud. And it actually outlined exactly how men take over governments. And it actually has point by point. And what really struck me when I read it was that this could have been written today. Because it is amazing, and this is several hundred years ago, and these were the writings that were sitting on the shelves of Thomas Jefferson and Patrick Henry. I mean, they all had copies of the Cato letters, and the philosophies these men of liberty had were brought forth through some of these letters. But this particular one is a great expose on how corruption actually makes its way from the palace to the people.
Can you cite some examples from that letter? Do you happen to have it?
Absolutely.
Okay, go right ahead then.
Actually, he starts it out as, sir, as under the best princes and the best servants to princes alone, it is safe to speak what is true of the worst. So according to my former promise to the public, I shall take the advantage of our excellent king's most gentle government and the virtuous administration of an uncorrupt ministry to warn mankind against the mischiefs which may hereafter be dreaded from corrupt ones. It is too true that every country in the world has sometimes groaned under that heavy misfortune, and our own as much as any. And he's talking about England because he was English. So I cannot allow it to be true what Monsignor DeWitt has long since observed, that the English court has always been the most thievish court in Europe. Actually, these letters were actually written in a newspaper, so basically it was like editorials.
Okay.
So he goes on, and few men have desperate enough to attack openly and barefaced the liberties of a free people. That's a great sentence. And few men have been desperate enough to attack openly a barefaced the liberties of a free people. I'm thinking about America, and you just kind of come right out and attack the liberties of America without some type of, you know, discreet plan. But he goes on and says, such avowed conspirators can rarely succeed. The attempt would destroy itself even when the enterprise has begun and visible. The end must be hid or denied. It is the business and policy of traitors to disguise their treason with plausible names and recommended with popular and bewitching colors, that they try themselves shall be adored while their work is detested and carried out by those who detest it. And the first thing he does is he starts listing what measure would have to be taken, where he starts out with, such traitors will probably endeavor first to get their prince into their possession, and like Sejanus, shut him up in a little island or perhaps make him a prisoner in his court. Basically, what he's saying is the first thing you have to do is get the king's ear. And when I was thinking about that book by Carol Quigley...
Hang on 1 second, Sal. Hold that thought. We're going to break. Listen, everybody, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Do not go away. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be right back. Hang in there.
Best estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 is the number to do that. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com, place to go, lots of information on there. My guest, Salvatore Santoro, does not have a website yet. He may get one, he may not. But anyway, I'm going to put his book on my, I got a little bookstore up there. Of course, nobody ever buys books from me. But anyway, if you wanted to buy the book, you can. I'll put the name of Sal's book, obviously, is going to be on there. Hello. I mean, common sense, right? And I will make sure that you know how to find his book. It's really a very well-written book, and it is a good read. And you just can't. You can't know this information that Sal is telling us. You can't, if this makes any sense at all, which it probably doesn't, but some people may get what I'm trying to say. You can't know this stuff enough. I think you need to have it. It needs to be indelible in your brain. You need to really understand this as if it's like breathing, so that you're able to recognize it wherever you go and see and understand how you're being manipulated, how you're being played. And boy, are we being played like a bass fiddle. I'm telling you, it's when you talk to people and they're so sucked into this Hegel's dialectic, this Democrat versus GOP paradigm created to dupe us and to deceive us, like he talks about, Sal talks about in the Cato letter that he is reading it. It's so hard. It's like walking in glue. It's very hard to get out of it because it's so easy to fall victim to what it is they're doing. They're masters at it. They are truly masters at manipulation. Call in number again if you'd like to call in, and it's 800-313-9443. Two other things I wanted to mention. Listen, Berkey water filters, you need water to drink. John Stattmiller sells them on Republic Broadcasting Network. Go there, click on the link, buy yourself a way to have clean water because you're going to need it. I'm telling you, it really sucks when you don't have a clean drink of water. Really, it does. Just look at all those poor people in the countries that don't. Just look at what you've seen on the 6 o'clock news. Look at what life is like for them. That's what they're going to try to do here, too, I can guarantee you. And, listen, free speech isn't free. So if you want to help out the cause, then go to RBN and send some dollars their way to be able to keep free speech on the air, okay? Electricity costs money. You heard Obama. It's going to necessarily skyrocket. So listen, if you want to keep hearing the shows that you hear on Republic Broadcasting Network, then help out the cause. Now, when we went to break, Sal, you were talking about, you were reading that Cato's letter. So please continue where you left off, if you would, please.
I'll have to give it to you in a couple of sections on things that correlate with things that are happening in America today.
Okay.
And basically how we've gotten there. The first thing he says for a traitor to grab possession of the country is that they'll endeavor first to get their prince in their possession. Now, I'm sure your listeners are well informed in a lot of these things, so let's think about the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations. Obviously, I hope your listeners, and if you're not, you might want to look this up and who they are and what they represent. I'm sure you've told your listeners many times. I've actually heard
you
talk about it.
Well, you know what, Sal, for people who are tuning in who really are not aware of who these players are, please feel free to talk to the people as if they don't know, because we don't know who listens. So the whole idea is to have everybody on the same page. So go ahead, if you would. Feel free to start at any level you'd like, Sal.
I'd like to kind of stay in. I'll get that in one second, and I'll just read a paragraph on who exactly they are and what they are. But what we need to know is that the cabinet of the United States president has been for many, many years, almost since their inception, filled with people from this organization, from the Council on Foreign Relations. And as a matter of fact, in Obama's administration right now, he is weighted with members of the CFR, including Timothy Geithner, Robert Gates, Secretary of Defense, Secretary of Veteran Affairs, Eric Shinsky, Secretary of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, White House Chief of Staff, Daley, Director of the Office of Management and Budget, Jacob J. Lew, Ambassador to the UN, Susan Rice. Just to give you an idea, that when this president sits around his table with all of his advisors, of which none of us actually voted for any of them, sit and tell the president what he needs to do. If it's a matter of economy, he goes to one guy. If it's a matter of defense, he goes to another guy. These men have all, just like John Trenchard is saying in his letter back in 1721, he got to get the ear of the prince. And what every president that we put in place eventually gets all his ideas and say solutions to problems from these men. And that's where we are today. To give you an idea of who the CFR is.
Rockefellers, Rothschilds, JP Morgan, Schiff, Warburg, Mellon, the same group of gangsters that were behind the formation of the Federal Reserve Bank. That's who all these schmucks are.
Exactly. But it actually started with a meeting. I don't know, maybe your listeners.
Sal, please say whatever you like. Let's go on the premise that nobody knows anything, and we'll start at that basis. How's that sound? Well, the bottom line is these people are a bunch of gangster banksters.
On May 30th, 1919, at a dinner meeting at the Majestic Hotel in Paris, conversations between General Tasker H. Bliss, Colonel E.M. Howells, we know who that is, Professor Archibald Carey Coolidge, Whitney Shepherdin, Dr. James T. Shortwell, and others of the American delegation, and British officials such as Sir Robert Cecil, Lionel Curtis, Sir Valentine Kirwell, Lord Eustace Percy, and Harold Temperley, formally agreed that an organization should be created for the study of international affairs. The first two resolutions set forth the proposed form and substance of the undertaking, resolved that those present undertake to form an institute entitled the Institute of International Affairs, founded in Paris in 1919, comprises the offset of two branches, one in the United Kingdom and one in the U.S. At this meeting in Paris was laid the groundwork for this establishment. It's an intellectual college of academics. The attendees that were at this meeting would select men only of their choosing to become members, directors, presidents, and vice presidents of a school of thought. The major goal was to indoctrinate the public at large of the needs for global solutions in government, economics, and environment. This became known as the Council on Foreign Relations in the U.S. and its British counterpart, the Institute of Foreign Affairs at the Chatham House in London, founded in 1921. Now this organization has become the largest organization has anything to do with our policies in the United States.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's got everything to do with it.
It's grown from there. Obviously, it was funded by the groups that you mentioned. The Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the J.P. Morgans.
Yeah, group. Yeah, all of those schmucks. Listen, hang on, Sal. We're going to break. We'll be back in 2 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Do not go away. We will be right back.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093. 583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com, and if you'd like to go there, there is always links to my guest websites when they have them, but there will be the name of Sal's book, Salvatore Santoro, who wrote Theft of Sovereignty, Saving American Liberty, as my guest this morning. And that book will be listed up on my website under the podcast title when we put the podcast up later. The call-in number this morning is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. So when we left off and went to break, Sal, we were talking about the Council on Foreign Relations and who all these schmucks are that are giving their opinions, their advice to puppet in the White House, and they all hail from the same club with the same agenda. Are you there, Sal?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Good. Well, that was the point in John Trencher's letter. And I'm sure the elite knows very well that to run our country behind the scenes, they need to get the ear of those in charge. This is one of the ways that they do it. The second thing that he writes in his letter, back to that Cater letter, is that they will be ever contriving and forming wicked and dangerous projects to make the people poor and themselves rich, well knowing that dominion follows property. And where there are wealth and power, there will always be crowds of servile dependents, and that on the contrary, poverty dejects the mind, fashions it to slavery, and renders it unequal to any generous undertaking, and incapable of opposing any bold usurpation. Then he says they will squander away the public money in wanton presents to minions and their creatures of pleasure or burden, pensions to mercenaries and worthless men and women. And basically, if you look at America today, everything that he predicted would happen has come true. Then he says they will engage their country in ridiculous, expensive, fantastical wars to keep the minds of men in continual hurry and agitation, and under constant fears and alarms, and by such means deprive them both of leisure and inclination to look into public miscarriages. Men, on the contrary, will instead of such inspection be disposed to fall into all measures offered seemingly for their defense, will agree to every demand made by those who are betraying them.
Well, that report from Iron Mountain, what was that, supposed to be in 1967, and of course they got together all these, someone representing all the different disciplines, so-called disciplines, half of them are just absolute nonsense, but sociologists and anthropologists and psychologists, et cetera, to come up with a way that they would be able to continue to dupe the people. And, of course, they decided, because war was always an effective strategy and an effective tool at manipulating the hearts and minds of people. And they thought, well, they needed to come up with something else besides war, and they thought of poverty, they thought of the poor, but that just didn't ring too many bells for anybody. And then they thought maybe they'd go with the whole UFO con, and that didn't work as well. So that's when they came up with the whole idea that they would use the environment as the strategy, the method to scare people. The sky is falling, Chicken Little, oh, my God, if we don't stop breathing, the world will end tomorrow kind of a deal. That's their latest way to squander away the people's money and take their freedom and liberty from them and kill off, of course, 85% of us.
That one seems to be like the curtain being drawn on the final part of the show that they've put together over the last 100 years. But they have tried every one of those things that you mentioned on getting people to not be involved in what they're doing or to look the other way.
Well, I just saw something, I guess, I think it was yesterday, talking about the cartoon SpongeBob SquarePants and how they're pushing the whole global warming hustle. I'm telling you, these poor kids, they don't have a shot. These kids, they have no idea of what the hell is going on around them. And, you're a little kindergartner watching a cartoon. Now, I remember as a kid, I used to love to come home from school and I'd watch Superman. And what else was it I used to watch? I watched Superman every day. I can't remember. Something else I used to watch. Might have been Batman. I don't know. But, we got these kids. At least Superman and Batman seemed to be promoting, good over evil. But now you got everything is so upside down. These poor little kids watching SpongeBob SquarePants and the little sponge underneath the water is going to hustle them and tell them, listen, if they don't stop breathing soon, the sky is falling. And Oh, you know, I feel so bad for the people who, I feel really bad for people, Sal, and I feel so bad for the young people. They have absolutely no future if we don't stop these schmucks. They truly don't. They have absolutely no future. Their future lies in bondage. That's where their future is. There is no future.
If we can get people to wake up to that fact, it's just shedding light on the evils that have happened. And there are a lot of neutral people in the United States that just don't know that if they did know, they would be on the side of liberty. They'd be on the side of freedom, which actually they actually think they are. But
yeah,
going to work every day and getting your paycheck and coming home and watching, you know, Dancing with the Stars and, you know, Sunday football and being part of your fantasy football thing, it's all good, but it's not going to help America.
Well,
save
no,
some liberty.
No, it isn't. It's just a great, you know, it's like drinking a few cocktails or something every day. It isn't going to solve any problems. Just a momentary panacea, that's all. It certainly isn't going to alter anything, other than you might have a hangover the next day. It won't change anything.
There's plenty of things to watch when you're watching news, and if it's not mainstream media, it's alternative media. All the information that we get needs to be deciphered, and if you don't have a basic knowledge of the history of how we got there, you can't just start from today listening to the mainstream media.
No, that's a very valid point, Sal. Everything needs to be deciphered because it's all in code. You're right. That's a very valid point.
So what we're trying to do is trying to pinpoint the exact things just in the last 100 years. Obviously, there have been, since, you know, the Constitution was written in before, problems with...
Hang on, Sal. We're going to break again. We'll be right back. Don't go away, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesense, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to go to my website, it is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There are always links to my guest websites. Of course, my buddy Salvatore Santoro doesn't have one, but the name of his book, which is Theft of Sovereignty, Saving American Liberty, which can be purchased via Amazon.com, that will be up there. I suggest for those of you who would like to do so, buy his book. It's really very well written, and it's got a lot of information in there, and it's always kind of kind of a handy little reference manual, actually, for a lot of the stuff these traitorous people have done and perpetrated over the decades to enslave the American people. And, of course, they're enslaving everyone around the world. They're not just enslaving us. They're enslaving and killing off people around the world. That's their MO. Listen, the call-in number this morning, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 is the number to call. If you'd like to call into the show, talk with myself or my guest, feel so inclined, please do so. And if you want to get in contact with me, there is a contact button on my website. And, of course, if you go to Republic Broadcasting Network, there's also a my email is up on their website as well. Plus, a little donate button is there for them. Why don't you throw a few dollars towards the costs of running a network if you'd like to continue to hear the shows that you like to listen to. So that's just the way it is. That's reality. Ain't no free lunch, kiddies. I say that all the time, and it's a fact. So anyway, Sal, we've got a couple more minutes before we go to another quick break at the top of the hour for a minute. So please continue.
Well, I'd like to go back to what we were talking about, that trying to get a hold of the information that the public needs to win the fight or win the battle against the bring down of our liberty, you have to have a basic knowledge of how it happened, how you got there, because just listening to the mainstream media is not going to do it.
No.
It's almost like you have to... You have to decipher, this happened because such and such happened in 1933. If this didn't happen in 1937, what we're talking about today wouldn't even be an issue. So these are things that, especially young people today, the best thing that you can do with this book is, if you're a regular listener, most of the things that I'm saying basically are things that you know, you should buy the book and give to somebody under 30. I've been giving it to a lot of young people. And it resonates with them much more than, you know, older folks that are already set in their ways. When they begin to see, when children or young people begin to see these things, they actually start to wake up and say, wait a minute, I got a lot of days left on this planet. I don't end up in slavery. Where an old person might say, you know, I got maybe 15 years. Maybe, you know, we'll make it till then before the crash comes, and I'm out of here. And it's almost like, what are we going to do about it? Okay, I know there's all these bad things happening. You know, it's always happened since the beginning of time, but what can I do?
Well, that's the defeatist attitude people take. And, you know, I'm involved with, you know, and got involved. I've been fighting against illegal immigration for years. And then, of course, I got involved with, you know, joined some of the Tea Party groups. And one of the things that the majority of these groups and the ones that I go and speak to about UN Agenda 21 sale, most of the people are retired. So they're perfect candidates to go and confront all of the elected officials. They're the perfect ones to go there and go into these meetings and raise hell and start fighting back, because they're not working trying to make a buck. They've already made their bucks, and they're sitting home. And they're the perfect ones, whether they feel fear or not. Listen, all they got to do is hand out papers to these people. They don't even need to talk if they're not comfortable speaking out, which, of course, I know many aren't. But, you know, they're perfect candidates to do this and do more than just attend a Tea Party meeting once a month to, you know, feel good.
Oh, revolution!
Hang on, we're going to be going to break again. It's a real quick 1 minute break. Everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
The next round of